Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And upon the Word of God. It is everyone's responsibility when we're in a group together to stand and protect the flock. It's not one person. I want to be clear there. Whenever we see a standard going down, we better raise our hands, raise our flag, get on the horn, whatever we need to do, we need to say, hey, our standard is going down. And our standard should never be the issue because of lack of someone's filling a position. We should always stand on God's word no matter what. Because I'll tell you this, God will always provide for your needs. You simply stay with His holy word and everything else will take care of itself. Now, whenever He says the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard, listen to what He says here, against him. Against the devil. Look at this verse, please. Ephesians chapter 6. Matter of fact, I'm going to read this in its entirety. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 17. Actually, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 6, starting with verse 10. And then we'll jump to 17. Are you there? It says, finally, brethren, be strong. Where? In the Lord. And in your power? No. In the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may stand against the wiles of the devil. He's tricky. He slithers in. He is tricky. You've got to stand against the wiles of the devil. And it just told you, we read this verse 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. In verse 17, Ephesians 6, 17, I wanted to get there. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You can have a sword or a butter knife, the choice is yours, but I choose a sword. And we stand on God's Word. And whenever we see something wrong, make sure we go to God's Word and stand on it. Sometimes when you come with your opinions, your preferences, you have nothing to stand on but sand. But as Jesus, as God etched those Ten Commandments in stone, it was a reminder that His Word will last forever. And whenever you're standing on that, no matter what attacks Satan brings at you, you'll be able to stand. Because the simple fact is, it's not you that's standing, but it's God in you that is standing. He is raising up the standard in you. He tells you to be holy because He's holy. He knows you can't do it, but once you have Him inside of you, He raises up. And He says, I am whatever you need. That's why one of my favorite names of God is I am. He's my lawyer. He's my doctor. He's my friend. He's whatever I need Him to be. Wow. He's raising up a standard. And that standard is His Son, Jesus Christ. Like I told you a story, there was a... I work for the Carolina Panthers, and they have a chaplain.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.